From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Directed Verdict by Randy Singer. Let's begin with Part 1, Persecution. Chapter 1.
Sarah, the Mataba have found us. They're coming, maybe tonight.
The caller paused, his voice trembling.
Arrests, interrogations, executions. They will stop at nothing,
he whispered rapidly in Arabic. Sarah tried to answer, but the words stuck in her throat. She clenched the receiver so tight her knuckles were turning white. She was suddenly out of breath, yet she knew she could not allow the man on the other end of the line to sense her fear.
Sarah, are you there?
Is this Rashid?
She asked in her low murmur. She too spoke in Arabic.
You must cancel the services tonight, and Sarah?
Yes.
Get the kids out of the apartment.
The kids. 12-year-old Meredith, 10-year-old Stephen. Of course, she would find a place for the kids, but what about her? And Charles? They couldn't just run and hide at the first hint of an investigation. But if this were not a false alarm...
Sarah, remember... We are not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.
Okay. We'll be all right.
As she spoke, her voice grew steadier, but she still whispered,
Pray for us.
I will,
he promised, and the line went dead. Sarah kept the phone against her ear, not yet ready to hang up and face Charles and the kids. A million questions screamed for answers. It was right.